thank you. Thank you so much. Hello. My name's Keith Teedy. I'm the host of New Media Central Podcast. And this week you get a twofer. I'm talking about two different subjects today. And first one is the way that President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance handed the President of Ukraine, Zelensky, his hat. And the second part is what I was actually going to do on this week was majority rules. It's the only way that democracy works. Majority rules, and majority is 50% plus one. That's how it works. There's a lot of things that come into play, and I discuss those, but just kick back and enjoy. So first, I just wanted to mention that I was very, very impressed with the conversation that President Trump and J.D. Vance, Vice President, had with President Zelensky. They chewed him up and spit him out. Sadly, well, not sadly, he's an asshole. Zelensky is an asshole. He never did say thank you. And J.D. called him on it. He said, "You haven't said thank you yet." Zelensky said, "Well..." And he starts talking about Putin and how bad Putin is and how they don't have a chance without us. And yeah, exactly. That's what he's saying. That's what we're talking about here. It was just very interesting. They pounded him into the dirt. He came here to secure a deal on rare earth minerals that they have an abundance of in Ukraine. We need more here. We said, let's make a deal. We've sent you $350 billion over the last 3 years. We want some security on that investment. That's a simple deal. That's what everybody does when they make a deal. It's not like, here's money, just take it, and it's yours. And yeah, the whole thing was a con job by Biden administration because they got kickbacks and all that stuff. But I don't even want to talk about that. What I want to talk about is when we tell Ukraine or any other country in the world that we're going to help you out in this situation, but we need something for security. We need something in return for all this cash we're sending you. What do you got? And in Ukraine's case, it's rare earth minerals, rare earth metals. And those are very important for the silicone age, for digital things. There's rare earth minerals in your phone, in your computer, and everything digital. There's a lot of rare earth minerals that are required to build these units. Zelensky's got something valuable there, and we just want to get paid back for all the hundreds of billions of dollars that we've given them. Makes sense. And it's like, no, we just need to give them the money and never get anything back out of it. And what do we get out of it? Well, it keeps Russia from invading. We don't give a good goddamn. I mean, we don't want Russia to expand and get bigger and bigger and take over, but that's not going to happen, first. Second, Ukraine, it could be part of Russia, sitting right there next to it, and it could be part of Russia, and so, big deal. It's like USSR had a bunch of parts before, and we made it so they had to give those parts back away, and Putin wants them back. He wants all his little pieces of property back, and he's smart for doing that, but we don't let them do whatever they want to do. We let them do what we want. Just, I wanted a little shout out there on the way President Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance handled that situation. He walked out of there. Actually, he was kicked out. I mean, I don't know how many different places are going to say that, but sources on the location said, yeah, he was asked to leave and he was escorted out of the building. So... yeah, and then there was no presser afterwards. There was supposed to be, he and President Trump were going to have a presser afterwards. Turns out he had an interview with Fox News, which was just as horrendous. It didn't help him at all. He should have taken that opportunity. He had a second chance there to redeem himself, and he didn't. He just kept on blabbering about how Putin is a dictator and that he wants to take over their country and they're bigger than Ukraine and so Ukraine needs help. And yeah, we're willing to help you, Zelensky. Now, you don't have to give up your presidency for us to do this. We just want to make a deal for the rare earth minerals that you have in abundance there. It's not a big deal. If you want this help, you've got something valuable, we want it in return. Simple. So what happens? Well, he doesn't say thank you. He's disrespectful. He comes to this country to make a deal, and that doesn't happen. What's up with that? And President Trump said that. He said, "What'd you come here for?" He says, and he said, "You should have taken a week or so to figure this out before he came and then came. But we'll give you time. This isn't over yet. It could still happen. Give him time to think about it. If he wants to say thank you for all your help that you've given us, more than any other country by far." I mean, there's a chart. I saw it just the other day. It's a rectangular chart that's like 6 inches wide. 5.5 inches of it are United States. Less than a half an inch is the next one. I don't know. I think it was Germany or something. It was less than a half an inch, and then it went smaller from there on down. It's just trying to give you a visual on we gave more to Ukraine by many, 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 many times more than anybody, than the next guy down. So, yeah, we just want to secure our investment. It's a smart deal. That's what President Trump does. He's the deal maker in chief. Absolutely. If you want to deal with this country, you got to deal with him. And the deal is going to be good for both parties, but it's not going to be really good for the other country and really crappy for the United States anymore. That's over. And that's why we love President Trump so much, is because we know now that he's going to uncover all this crap and go, no, United States comes first. Whatever we got to do to secure a deal with any other country that wants to play with us, fine, we'll do it. But it's going to be in the United States' best interest. The taxpayers of this country are going to not get screwed over any longer, period. And that's what we voted for. That's why we want this guy. That's why we want Elon Musk in charge of Doge. He's going to uncover all this crap that's been going on. It's like, I don't like paying. I forget what the date is now. There's a website out there that tells you the date you have to work to before you start making your own money. In other words, how long does it take to pay off all the taxes that you incur as a United States citizen? And it's like July or something. You work from January to July before you make a penny for yourself. That goes to the United States government, which under the Biden administration and other administrations, they just give it away. No big deal. The amount we give them ain't even enough, so they start borrowing money to give away and enrich themselves with. Bullshit. Bullshit. Ain't happening. And that's why we elected Donald Trump president of the United States, so we can get rid of this stuff. And when this little weenie guy, he's, you know, I don't really enjoy talking about people's stature. I'm kind of a big fella, and I don't put up with any shit from any little motherfuckers, but he's a little motherfucker. He's courageous, obviously. All the Ukrainians are courageous to fight this war. Yeah, he gets cred for that. But he's a little sawed-off son of a gun that is absolutely not going to say thank you, United States, for all the help that you've given us, for giving our country the ability to fight back against Russia. The best deal Zelensky could get for his country is to do this mineral rights deal with the United States. It's his only option. I mean, President Trump kept saying, "You don't hold many cards." He holds no cards. He holds one card. It's called, "Sell us your minerals for the amount of money we gave you." It's the only fair thing. You got something valuable. You want our help. We'll gladly help you, but we need something in return. You're not just going to get this money, hundreds of billions of dollars, for nothing in return. Flat out ain't gonna happen. So anyway, I was gonna just start with that and give a little blurb on it, and it turns out it's gonna be pretty long on that. But I do want to talk about the other thing, which majority rules. In this country, the majority rules, period. It hasn't been looking like that much in the past few decades, but it's the way this country's set up. The majority, which is 50% plus one. That's the majority. Typically, a majority is bigger than that, but that's how you define a majority, 50% plus one. So anytime there's any kind of question whether we should do this or do that, the majority says, we want this, this is what happened. This crap where these little minorities think they got something. And the coolest thing about United States of America, which is different than other countries, is we listen to the minority. We hear them out. And if there's something that would be better, if we go that way, then the majority says, yeah, that's what we got to do. And it becomes the majority rule, where these minorities get some rights, and they deserve them. But they don't deserve the absolute right to have to have decision-making abilities with for these little, you know, 25 people in this country want a certain thing. And for some stupid-ass reason, they get it. You know, I know some gay people and I love them. One in particular is a very good friend of mine. I love her to pieces, and she's got a quote wife, and that's totally fine with me. I have no problem with that at all. I love both of them, but especially the one that I'm closer to. Anyway, she's a fantastic person. I got no problem with it. But she lives in this country and she has to abide by majority rules. Just because you are a member of a minority that in the recent past has been very vocal and gotten a lot of things that they may not have gotten had things been normal, it doesn't mean that's going on forever. And we're not going to go back and go, no, homosexuality is not okay. It talks about it in the Bible. I don't know if you're a religious person and you think about this kind of thing, but according to the Bible, and it only makes sense to me. I don't know, maybe I'm all by myself here, but the plumbing don't work in homosexual relationships. Man, woman, it's perfect. It's supposed to be that way. If you have a different idea about it, that's fine, but you don't get to be the majority and win the majority vote of how things get done in this country. No. A compromise would be, yeah, we don't really agree with homosexuality as the moral majority, but if you guys want to do it, that's fine. And if there's some legal ramifications, the big thing was if we don't get married, we don't get the tax benefits and all. Whatever. If you're a girl and you want to be shacked up with another girl, totally fine. I don't care. Nobody really does, I don't think. What you do behind closed doors is your own business. If there's a legal ramification of taxation or whatever, which is something I'm going to talk a lot about in the future anyway, is taxation and how we're not going to have income taxes. So anyway, homosexuality isn't the only thing. The moral reform movement that happened at the turn of the century in the 1830s and 40s, what they were concerned with. And this is something I'm a little concerned with. I see stuff online of people being stupid, creating all kinds of trouble for other people. We can't have that. We don't want that. It'll happen occasionally. It's with humans. People squawk and get crazy. But as far as all the time, no. No, all the time, we're going to be sane and we're going to be considerate of others. And we're not going to be out there creating all kinds of hell for the majority. It's not happening anymore. We're going to change that. And the moral reform of the turn of the century, I was talking about sexual reform. Once again, here we are with, back then I think they were mostly talking about premarital sex because homosexuality at that time was not a thing. But yeah, sexual reform was one of the things on their list. Temperance, which is, alcohol. And of course, we had the perfect alcohol scenario. You can go buy it if you want to. Just don't drink too much. Don't get stupid and be a drunk and do bad things. Just, drink a little bit, have fun, enjoy yourself. Alcohol helps in some situations socially, but don't be an asshole and be a drunk and crash your car and kill people, period. Just have a little fun with some alcohol, and that's fine with everybody. It's the majority says that's okay. Crazy about Sabbath was another thing that the moral reform movement was trying to get across, which is go to church on Sunday. That's totally up to you. There's a lot of good that comes from that. My sister and my brother both go to church every Sunday. I don't, not because I am anti-Christian or anti-church. It's just I've seen too much in my lifetime. I have been a churchgoer, and I went every Sunday, and then I didn't, and then I did, and then I didn't. I just, every time I start going again, it's like, this is why I quit going to church. And it's sad. I think I get a lot of pushback on this, but I think we need a new religion that's based around spirituality, and everybody can get behind it. Here's what bothered me, especially the last time when I was going to church, and I started getting into the committees, and the number one thing was get money. That's, to me, that's not religion. I'm sorry, and I know churches have to have money to run, and if you want to give to that church for its benefit, then fine. To me, a church should ask for money so that they can give it to the people that need it, not so they can build this big, beautiful church. I mean, it's fine if that's what the majority of the, once again, majority, if that's what the majority of the people who go to that church want to do, that's fine. If they want to donate money so they can build these big, beautiful churches, that's fine. But to me, religion isn't about the church building and all the finery inside the church building. To me, a church, a religion, is many things, but one of the things is helping people that are having trouble. And so they say, would you like to donate so that we can give to the people in Africa, for instance, or whatever it is, or even here in the United States. There's a lot of things that churches used to do that they don't do as much anymore, and the government is expected to do it. That's the wrong way, in my opinion. The church has a role, and it's to help people who can't help themselves. The government should not be involved in that at all. It should be voluntary, totally. If you go to church, or even if you don't, if you want to donate money to a cause like that, fine. It should be totally voluntary. And it would come in droves. It's like, oh, we're so afraid we're not going to get the money to help these people. No, that's not it. That's what the narrative is and what people want other people to think. That's not what it is. They want the money for themselves in their church building. If we just had a situation where we said, we would like to get donations to help people that are in need, it would go through the roof. But people see what's going on and they're going, no, I'm not donating to someone else's cause to enrich themselves and build beautiful big churches. I'm tongue-tied here because it's such a big thing, and it shouldn't be. It should be churches for spirituality. You go to learn about God and Jesus and the Bible and get in touch with your spiritual side of yourself, and that's perfect. That's wonderful. Is it about having the biggest, nicest church in town? I don't think so. Maybe it is, but I don't think so. I think it's like this money goes to people in need. And then the government doesn't have to get involved. I know it's a big ask. It's a big thing that a lot of people have trouble with as far as my view of that. But to me, it's the only logical way to do things. Make help voluntary. If you don't want to help somebody, you don't have to. If they come at you pointing a gun at you saying you are going to give this money, which is what happens when you pay taxes, then it goes away. The desire to do it, the giving part of our self is gone. They take it away by doing it that way. It has to be voluntary, and I guarantee this. There are going to be some that say, no, I don't want to help nobody. Fine. You don't have to. But the money will come in droves if they just made it voluntary and the state and the government was not involved at all. Kind of getting off on a tangent here. The last one is public morality, and that's a thing, once again, I'm going to go back and talk about where there's society, and in a society, you have to have rules, and these rules explain to you how you treat other people, and if you don't do it right, then you go to jail. This thing about people can get away with anything and not have to worry about it, I mean, you see it on the news, you see it online, you see it everywhere, these people just bust into these businesses. I mean, here's a guy. He spent his whole life trying to make this business go, and it's not easy to do. And he did it. He got successful, and he's got this nice store that he's put his blood, sweat, and tears into. And then somebody comes along and just says, I want the stuff that's in there. I'm going to go get it. No retribution. Nothing comes back on them. They just go in, get what they want, walk out. Nope, we're not doing that. I live in a neighborhood. It's a nice neighborhood. Oh, we've lived here a long time. We raised our kids here. My oldest is 35, 6, somewhere in there, and she spent her whole life here. So we've been here a long time. And it's been a good neighborhood. People take care of their houses. They take care of their lawns. It's a nice-looking neighborhood. We had some folks move in about a year ago, and they think it's okay to act up. The cops are there all the time. There's ambulances there all the time. They're out in the yard, in the driveway, screaming and yelling at each other. They're running up and down the road, yelling at each other. That's not okay. That's not okay. For at least 30 years, and even longer, this neighborhood was just mellow. People were nice to each other. People looked out for one another. People kept their houses up. People kept their yards up. It's a very nice neighborhood. You drive into it and you look at it and go, this is a nice neighborhood. We cannot allow a very, very small minority of people to go, it's okay if I do this. It's not okay. And you hear it in my voice right now. I'm not happy that the energy, effort, and everything that I had to put into living in this neighborhood is gone. It's trashed. for one household. Not. That can't happen. The majority has to rule. It is not a huge thing. The majority, typically, in this country, especially the moral majority. I mean, what is the name? Jerry Falwell is the one that came up with that back in the early 80s. He said, we got to start doing things right. We got to get our moral compass set. And it's not like a horrible thing. It's a great thing. People go, oh, no, we can't do that. We're not moral people. We'd want to go out and have fun and do this and that. Yeah, you go out and have fun. In my opinion, the moral majority, I don't know if Falwell would agree with this or any other morality movement would agree with this, but go have fun. Drink a little bit if you want to. Don't get so drunk that you're destroying other people's property or taking their lives. But, you know, drink a little bit if you want to. And all the other things. It's up to you. The only thing that you got to do is make sure you're not hurting somebody else in any way, shape, or form. You do your thing. Enjoy yourself. Have fun. But not at the expense of others. Period. Not at the expense of others. Period. You do your thing. You enjoy yourself. And you get along with your neighbors and your other fellow countrymen. Other countries around the world. It could be easy, I think. I mean, wars are silly. And I've talked about this a little bit before. I'm going to talk about it again. Wars are caused by want. When people want something they don't have, they go fight for it. They go try to kill the other people that have what they want and try to take it. If we get rid of want, which we can, we get rid of the reason for wars. We have abundant energy. I've talked about this. There's enough energy coming from our sun that we never, ever have to do any fossil fuel again. It's just we don't know how yet, but we're going to find out, and probably real soon. Food, same thing. We can grow enough food to feed the whole planet. It's not necessarily easy, but it's possible. There's all kinds of things that are going on right now. I've described it in detail before, where we can grow plenty of food, and we don't need Bill Gates coming in and telling us that we need lab-grown meat. No. And there's people who don't want meat. That's fine. I want meat. I want turkey. I want chicken. I want beef. I don't care that much for pork, but I love bacon. So anyway, no on the lab-grown meat, no. There's the ability to have plenty of food for everyone. And there's also the ability to have, what do you need to be a human? Food, clothing, and shelter. There's plenty of food. There's plenty of ways to get clothing. And there's plenty of shelter. They talk about how there's a shortage of housing. Nope. We got the ability to create as much shelter as we need. It's just a matter of getting out of our own way and doing it. So, there we have it. I talked about two things really on this podcast, so you get two for one. I think I've done that before. I think that's going to be it for today. The two things that I talked about, the cool thing was President Trump and J.D. Vance handing Zelensky his plate, telling Zelensky, if you want any more, we got to make a deal. If you don't want any more, you got to pay back what we gave you. You can pay it back in cash, or you can give us some of your minerals. That's how that's going to end. And I hope Zelensky figures that out pretty quickly. I'm afraid he's not going to. He's got his own ideas. But he does need to remember who gave him the opportunity to still be alive and still have a country. It's us. United States taxpayers. Just say thank you and say yes, we'll make a deal. That's your only, path forward, Zelensky. Otherwise, President Trump said this, and he doesn't say things unless he's going to do it. You're on your own. If you don't want to make this deal, fine. You're on your own. And it will end quickly because Russia will stomp your ass. And then you will be in deep dew. You will be Russian. And that you don't want that, according to yourself. That was the first thing I talked about. Second thing was moral majority, or basically the majority rules in this country, and it's got to be that way. These minorities trying to rule things, it don't work. Too many people are unhappy. The reason why we have a majority rules is the most amount of people get happy. If you're part of the minority that's not getting happy, adapt. Or, like I said, as a country, we listen to y'all. And if something makes sense, we do it. But don't get this attitude, yeah, I'm a minority here. I can do anything I want. That group of people that moved into our neighborhood, they fall into the category of minority. And we're not putting up with it. I'm not. And I have some neighbors who are not either. And that's it. 2 for 1. Enjoy.